is yours or
yeah. Come when I can start. Good. Okay. Baruch Hashem, I'm going to start another vad. Take a different topic. The way these vadim work is it's piecemeal. We only have like, I don't know how much time do we have? 20 minutes, whatever.
Yeah.
Barrett. So it's piecemeal. Each time there will be a yesoid, a chiddush, hopefully, a yesoid, and each one is gebayt the next means. The second one will be building on the first, the third, on the second, it'll be like building up a building. You have the foundation and the first floor, the second floor, the third floor. So you have to have a little patience to get to the end, the final punch. But each shlav should be something informative and hopefully uplifting. Kiyidua, everyone knows the story. It's put down, you say it, we lay in Pasha Zacha, because Baruch Hu is mitzavah, Shaul HaMelech, to wipe out Amalek. And Shaul didn't exactly do that. He wiped out Kemat, the entire Amalek, except for the Meit of Atzoin v'Abakar, and he left over Agag, the Melech Amalek. So he left over what the Mepharshim say is the Meitav of Amalek. From all the men of Amalek, he left over the king. And from all the booty and spoils, the animals, he left over the Meitav Atzoin v'Abakar. And that, because he left over the Meitav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Malchus from Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was destined to be the Melech, not just but his generations. The Gemara says, Paska Dula is a Paska Lailamim. He was supposed to have the dynasty, and it was taken away. And the Gemara even notes that it was such a grievous mistake, such a grievous chet, that he lost the Malchus, Shaul Ba'achas, Ve'olsalai. He made one chet, and his kingdom was taken away from him. And David had Bishtaim, and Ve'olsalai. He still remained the Melech. Shaul Ba'achas, and undermined the whole Malukh, and it was taken away. So obviously the chet that he did was very fundamental to Malchus. It wasn't just Stam, he deviated. He did something that undermined Malchus. The Rambam says one of the fundamental objectives, one of the fundamental purposes of a Melech is to wipe out a Malek. And Shaul, who didn't do that, so Kumtais, he didn't do his Malchus. He's not Roy Lamelech. If you're not acting like a Melech, you're not performing Malchus, then you don't deserve to be a Melech. Now, in the big picture, he wiped out 99.999% of Amalek in terms of humans, and in terms of the animals, he wiped out Ruba of Amalek. But nevertheless, because he left over the Meitav of Amalek, it was a Taina. Means obviously, there are no exceptions to the rule, and had he done Faket, killed out everything from top down and left over the bottom, there would also have been a Taina against Shaul HaMelech, because he didn't fulfill the Dvar Hashem entirely, but it would have been less of a Taina. The fact that they left over the Meitav, the Iker part of Amalek, that was a Taina. So the Rimzei de Chachma so learns out a Yisoid from here, and it's a Yisoid that we all need to learn, is that it's not just Shaul, it's all of us. We're in the same boat. We're put on the world to be Masakin our Midas, and we have a lot to be Masakin in different areas, and no two people are alike. And what we end up doing is we gravitate, and we end up taking the bottom up. We end up taking the things that seem to come easier, but we work on many different fronts at the same time, perhaps, and we conquer them. But at the end of the day, we end up leaving over the Meitav HaAvodah. The Shpitz that we're supposed to be conquering, that we're supposed to be addressing, that we end up leaving over. We leave over the Melech of the Yetzer, so to speak, the Agag of Amalek. We take care of everything else except for what we really need to take care of. And that's our fundamental purpose in life. There's a fundamental role of a melech, there's a fundamental role of every one of us, and when we leave over the ikar, we're undermining the tafkid that we were here for. He explains that it's also that it's that much more difficult. It's in Tesanta Zach, he says, it's fascinating. If you think about it, it's low-hanging fruit, so it seems easy to take care of other areas that we end up taking care of, but it's actually the derech which seems to be easier, but it's much more, it's arucha. It seems to be ketzara, but it's much more arucha, because when you deal with the individual points, the areas that we are addressing, we end up having to take care of numerous areas. And we could be doing them overlapping, we're doing them over a lifetime, over years or decades, or years in Kaila, whatever it might be. But it ends up that we are constantly trying to correct and correct and correct. Whereas in Tassant, he says that if we would tackle the main Nekudas, the Merkaz, the Inyan, if we would tackle the central point of why we're here, then everything else will fall into place. So it might be, initially think it's a very formidable challenge, but once we get that challenge, once we have that midah that we were here for corrected, then once that's done, everything else sort of falls into place. So it might be one harder inyan, but once we do that, all the other inyanim memela correct itself. All of our midas are intertwined. They interact with one another. And every, this is why I'm saying this, it's kesedas, mamish meforsim, but every midah has its effect on all of its other midas. So if a person in Lamashal will take something extreme, this person is a shakran. He's not just a shakran. Because he's a shakran, he literally ends up failing in every other front that he has. Because of his sheker, he won't be a masmid, and he won't be a lamdin, and he won't be a balmidis, he won't be anything, because that midah of sheker will undermine everything else. He'll never, for example, he'll never be even willing to properly address every other area, because he always could resort to sheker to defend himself. But it's not just a defense, it's more deeper than that. Every midah has its hashlachas and everything else, and once you perfect the Ikur midah, what we need to perfect, all the other midas end up slowly working itself out. So the job is not to be like Shaul HaMelech, to do everything else but the Meitav HaTzoyin, it's fakert. The job is to hit the shvitz, the ikur, central nekuda that each one of us was put in. We have a shul from a base medrash full of people. Every single one of us has a different merkaz that has to be addressed. And if we know what merkaz we need to address, and we address it properly, once that's addressed, everything else will slowly, over time, correct itself. That's how it goes. It's a yesoid. It's a gevaldike yesoid in life. It's not just him. He's just putting it, he's bringing it out from Shaul HaMelech, but that's in the many sfarim who say this. So I'm sure what's bothering many of us at this moment is, well, you know, if there would be a Navi to tell me what my merkaz is, what my nekuda is, great, and I'll know what to work on, and we'll go to the nth degree on that, and everything else hopefully will fall into place. But since we're past the Tekufas HaNeviim, how in the world am I supposed to know what the merkaz is, what I'm supposed to be working on, what my, not just supposed to, but what my total focus is that I have to address to the opposite extreme. The ikka nekuda that has to be addressed, whatever each one of us has to address, we have to go to the opposite. Like the Rambam says, you fold a piece of paper, you got to fold it the opposite direction to get it straight. So there are many of our midas that need polishing, we'll call it, that need fixing up, but doesn't need to be to the opposite end. It's just a slight deviation. We turn the steering wheel, we're back on course. But there are some midas that are so fundamental, that are so, I don't know, disturbed, we'll call it, that are so pogum, that to protect that and to fix that, we have to go to the opposite extreme. And now the question is, Rabbi says, so what is our problem? What is the central point that everything else revolves around? We have a hubcap, you know, that the central spoke, that's center point, and all the spokes come out of it. Well, what is each one of us nekuda, the nekuda shebelev? And he says even further, the Chacham is Kabbalah. He says that we so much fool ourselves when we climb the ladder of Tikkun HaMidos, we so much believe that, whoa, we're accomplishing so much, when really all we're doing is just grabbing the low fruit. And therefore we're satisfied, and we rest on our laurels, and we never get to hit that main nekuda. And whereas if a person doesn't do that, he hits straight away. He tries to work on this main nekuda. Over a lifetime, he'll get it, he'll fix it, and mamela, like I said, everything else will fall into place. So let's try to understand let's try to get an idea of what we could do to try to figure out who we are. That's basically what we're trying to do. That's what we'll say, like the Bali Musa will say, it's like, you know, it's great to understand someone else, but really our avoid is to understand who we are. Looking in the mirror sometimes is not enough. We got to really take a good look and to really know who we are. So there's a Gemara in Ervin, and how the Goyin explains the Gemara is fascinating. This is more famous, this Goyin, so many of you might have heard this Goyin, but it's definitely appropriate to bring it down over here. The Gemara says like this, and you give them on my base, the Gemara says, for 2.5 years, Nechluku Beishamei Beishillel, Halolo Oimim Noichle La'odam Shaloi Nivra, Yoisim Mishanivra. It would have been better off for a person not to have been created than he was created. It's better off for a person to be created than rather not to be created. What's the halacha? Nimnu v'gamru. There was a psak din. A psak. Nimnu v'gamru. They took account. They took a vote. And they decided, noiklai l'adam shulai nivra yaitza mishanivra. It would be better off for us to have not been created. Akshiv shenivra. Now that we were created, what are we supposed to be doing? Yefashresh b'ma'asav or yemashmesh b'ma'asav. That's the Gemara. Fascinating Gemara. It's like it begs for an interpretation. The Goyin shows up with, it's obvious, I mean, some of the kashas are going. The Goyin says, it would have been better off for us not to have been created, so then why were we created? Why did God broke who created us then? He only created the Adam that we shouldn't have Namadei Kisufa. It's beneficial for each person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kula Meitiv, and that's why he created the world. Well, if it's not a Hatova, so then Batei Sei Batamin. We don't need the world. We don't need people. We don't need anything. Like, the whole thing is pointless. The only reason why he created the world was to be Meitiv to Adam. And if it's not a Hatova, so what was the point? So don't create the person. So what is the Gemara saying? Nimnu v'gamru, it's better have not to been created? What does that mean? The Lashon Akshev Shenivra Yishtel Zakan also, Akshev Shenivra, but as if there was another Nivra, but Akshev Shenivra, we were created now. What's the alternative? Created, when should we have been created? Like, what's another point is that, so Akshev Shenivra, so what's the point? What should be our objective? Our objective is to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That should be the Teretz. It's better off not to be created, but now we're created. Let's try to chaperein as much as we can. The Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara says, now that we're created, we should be yefashvesh b'maisav, amilot yemashvesh b'maisav. So the Gemara is like, not telling us the right direction. I'm like, what does the Gemara want with that? So what they're going fascinating is that there's a different pshat in the Gemara than we think. The Gemara says, is not referring to being created. Avada, Bria Sa'odim is a hatava for a person. It's the best thing for a person. He could earn his char, not have Namedi Kizufa and Gibask in the Shechina Lost Lovely Lenetzach Netzachim. That's for sure a Gavaltka hatava for Odom. What the Gemara is referring to is Gilgul Sheni. A person did a chet in his first lifetime, and he had to come back to this world to be Mesakin that chet. Had he not done that chet the first time around, he would have been done, his avoida, and not come back. He would have stayed up above, and being nana, meziv ashchina, laylam abba, whatever it would have been. So now that we became a philosophical debate amongst Beishami and Beis Hillel, what would have been better for the person? Is it better for a person to have had the chet the first round, come back to the world, and live another 70, 80, 90, 100 years, and have all that much more of an opportunity to learn Torah and do mitzvahs? He has another 90 years worth of Torah, another 90 years worth of mitzvahs. Yes, he had to come back a second time, but he had all that. It would have been better off that he has all that under his belt. Or it would have been better that he had never been chayte in the first place and just been done if they're Gogarishan, not have that second lifetime, but at least have the first lifetime done in a perfect manner. What's better off? That was the shaila of the Gemara, and that was the tzedakah. And the Gemara paskins that it would be better off for a person never to have done the chet the first time around and been done, and not come back to this world. It's nimna v'gamro, it would have been better for him not to be created a second time. Akshav shenivra, but now that he's created, means he's created now for the second time, vayseis, he did do a chet that deserves, that warrants a gogul sheni. Now that he did do a chet to come back, akshav shenivra, he was created an akshav, he's created now a second time, what is he supposed to be doing? Yifashvish b'maisav and yimashmesh b'maisav. What's the meaning of yifashvish and yimashmesh? Zok the Goyin, fascinating. So they're going like this. The avodah is not stam to do Torah mitzvahs. Obviously, that's great. And the more Torah we learn, the more mitzvahs we do, we rack up points, great mitzvahs, schar, gevaldik. But that alone is not a reason to come back the second time. Because we already paskin, for that it's better not to have come back the second time. The only reason we're coming back a second time is because we had a chet, the first round, that needs a tikkun. So now that we were created, now that we came back a second time, we have to figure out what that chet is to be mesaken. Because we go through a second lifetime without being mesaken that chet, and doing more Torah, more mitzvahs, gavaldik, we overlooked the purpose of why we came back. There was one tafkid why we came back. And that is to be misaking what we messed up the first round. And if a person doesn't address that, for him, it would have been toif shalai nivra. It would have been better off had he not come back. He only came back to be misaking that. And if he doesn't, if he's not working on being misaking that, then for him, it would have been better not to have been created. So achshav shenivra, he has to try to work on that nekuda. That nekuda, why he's here. That chet, why he came back. How do we know what that chet is? That's what Chazal were bothered by. And that Chazal is giving us two indications, two ways to discover, to determine what the chet is that each one of us needs to work on. And that the going says like this. Yifashvesh b'maisav means that we have to figure out, look in our maisim, and see what we are nichshel in this round. The things that we are inclined to, the things that we end up being nikshal now, why are we being nikshal now? Must be because we had a disposition from a previous Gilgul to have that chet. And mamela, it's harder for us to be nishmer from that chet. The person who falls into kas, or the person who falls into kinna, falls into covet, falls into whatever area, into arayas, the area that he falls into, he has a taivas hamam. The area that he falls into is because he fell into it already, and he has already that disposition, and that's why he's being nikshal. The person being nikshal in the lashon hara, why does he find himself so difficult? Is because he already was nikshal in the lashon hara in the past, and in the middle it's very difficult. He's climbing a mountain right now. He didn't start at baseline. He was born 10 feet below. He was born with a chesaron called Lashon Hara, and memela now he's going to be nichshal kaseid in Lashon Hara. So the things that he's nichshal now are the things that he has to work on. The amila yimashmesh b'maisav means, zok de goyin, is sorry, I think it was the other way around, right? The first one is yimashmesh b'maisav, and the second one is Yifashvesh b'maisav. And Zakta Goyin, it means that he has to see what the areas are that he's inclined to do Averi. Even if he wasn't Nikshon now, but what draws him, what attracts him, the things that he's attracted to, the things that he has a temptation to, those are the things that he was Nikshon the first round. It's a similar Nikuda. One is, they both have the same reason, but one is that what he actually is nikshal in this round is a riot that he already was had a problem the first round, or it means the things that at least he's inclined to, he's drawn to, that shows that he has that previous disposition. The things that we are chayte the first round is embedded now in the neshama. So when we come back now, we end up, we're being pulled in that direction. So either we kataka be nikshal, and it happened over time, and nature, you know, over you know, that's how it happens through nurture or nature. We have that temptation from the first round because that was our disposition. But either way, this is a clear indication of the goyin. That is the nekuda that we have to fix. That's why the Gemara doesn't say just tam do Torah mitzvahs. Rather, we always have to do Torah mitzvahs. But that's not a reason to come back. That doesn't justify a Gilgal. The only reason we're coming back is to be misaking those areas that we felt the first time. So therefore, we have to work on that and we have to look at it. That is the goyin. It's a fascinating, fascinating goyin. Gorgeous goyin. Gorgeous goyin. But that these are simanim mufakim. It's not just a goyin. When they share with you, it's a tzaddik ha-koyin. Says it in Tzidkas HaTzaddik, he has it from a different makar. Watch this. He says that the Gemara says in Gitmam Gimel Ma'alef, Ein olam oimed al divrei Torah el im kein nechsham. What does that mean? A person cannot be oimed. He cannot really chap. He doesn't really know what the nekuda, the divrei Torah, he has to work on. El im kein nechsham. When he sees what he's being nechshal in this world, then he knows, oh, that is why he came back. That is the reason why he came back. That's the nekuda that he has to work on. Nesivis Shalom, he says it in a couple of places, he has a couple of svarim. He says he has a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim that the Shurish Nishmasa b'miyuchad, what he has to work on, his Ikka Shurish Nishmasa, everyone has an Ikka, his Ikka Shurish Nishmasa, Shabishviloi Yorad Lo'ilam, is Oisei Dava Shekosha Allah b'yaisal esgamer. That Nikud that he finds most difficult, that's the nekuda why he came back to this world. And if we could get that meitav hatzayin, we could work on that nekuda that we have, then miyetz Hashem, then everything else will fall into place. If we work on all the easier low fruit, that's good. We go through a lifetime thinking we're doing great, and we are doing gvaldik, but we missed the boat. We missed the purpose. And chulila v'chas, a person will have to come back as a gilgul shlishi. Tzfarim say that today, come on, every neshama today is a gilgul. So all of us are gugulim. So there's something why we're here for. And we have to work on that nekuda that we're more inclined, we have a disposition, we have a leaning towards to be neksham. And everyone knows, Kalonim knows Maris Nafsha, he knows what the nekuda is. And it's that pnimius nekuda that he has to work on. And work on means he has to go to the other opposite end. For somebody else, coming on time to davening is great. But for the person who is nikshal coming on time to davening, for him he has to come early. Because he has to bend it the other way. But there's somebody who has no problem coming to Seder on time, so that's it, great. Coming on Seder is good for him. But the person finds himself that too often he's batching up and he comes to Seder late. Vaisai, this is where he has a nekuda, a challenge. So for him to fix it, he has to come now 10 minutes early to Seder. Because that is his tafkid in this world. It was for one reason only. To fix those things that he finds himself being nikshal in, that's vice versa, that's where he messed up the first round. Let me share with you two more nekudas and we'll let you go. Is that, we could plug this into a pasuk, which is really the yisoid of the chet, the very one of the first chetoim. In other rishon was the first chet, this is chet of Cain and Hevel. The pasuk says, "Halo im teitiv se'eis, v'mloi teitiv la'pesach hatas reves, ve'elecha chukasoi, v'ato tim shoboi." That's the pasuk. Everyone knows the pasuk. "Halo im teitiv, if you would have done well in your first round, in your first Gilgal, se'eis, then you'll be elevated. You won't have to come back down. After the first round, you're good to go. You have aliyah after aliyah, l'netzach netzachim." But if in the first round you didn't do well and you messed up somewhere, an area, two, three, whatever it might be, la Pesach hatas reivets, to the Pesach of the Adam, the Chazal say Pesach means when he's born, when he comes out of the womb, la Pesach hatas reivets, that chet that you messed up the first round is waiting for you at the get-go. The second you leave your mother, la Pesach hatas reivets, that's where the chet's waiting for, because that's where you're going to have your challenge in life. That's where you have that inclination. That's where you're going to be most nikshalin. He's chatas reivets. He has the elecha chukasa. He's mamish going to run after you, and mimele, you're going to feel that draw, that taiva to those in yonim. But don't worry about Avatatim Shoboy. You could be Moshe Boy in that Inyan. The Inyan why you're here, the Inyan why you're coming back for in this second round, Atatim Shoboy, we're giving you the Koiches and the tools. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every one of us those Koiches to be able to tackle that area that we messed up the first round. Atatim Shoboy. Not Stam Atatim Shoboy. I want to share with you Yisrael Solanta and we'll let you go. The Mishnah of this famous Mishnah. But his taich of the Mishnah is fascinating. The Mishnah says like this: Perek Dal Mishnah Beis. When Azay Oimer, have you rots the mitzvah kalo gibechamura? We have to rots to every single mitzvah, whether kalo chamura. We can't discriminate. Oh, this mitzvah I want, that mitzvah I don't want. Ubareach min ha'aveira. We have to run away from the aveira. Modern way of writing the Mishnah. It should have been Zokt Yisrael Salanto. It should have written ubareach min aveira or min aveirois. Plural. Let's run away from all the Averis. Just like we have to rot to all the mitzvahs, Kalu Kibbechamura, we have to run away from all Averis. Why is it pick on one Avera and with the Hey Hayatiya, the Avera? What is the Avera that I have to run away? It means Arayis? So tell me, or Berech Min Arayis. It means Avodah Zarah? So tell me, Berech Min Avodah Zarah. Shvikas Daman? So tell me, Shvikas Daman. But no, you're not telling me what it is, but you tell me it's the Avera, there's one Avera that we have to run away from. Sot Yisrael Salanto, it means this. We're coming back in Ogil Gosheni. What is our tafkin in life? We can't bury our head in the sand. That our tafkin in life is to worry about that one Avera, the Avera, that we messed up in the first round that's forcing us to come back. And Bereach, Dr. Yisrael Zahn, doesn't say that it'd be Misrachek min Aveira. You distance yourself. Bereach means you have to run away to the other end. Because for all those Averas, it's enough to have a Shmira. Whatever the Shmiras are. But that Avera that we are coming back for, that Avera is not enough to stam have a Shmira. I'll stay away. We have to be Bereach min Aveira. We have to make a Geder acha Geder, Shmira acha Shmira. We have to go to the opposite end and Bereach min Aveira, because that is the reason why we were put into this world. And if we mess up, Chulila v'chas, it's like Shalom Melech messing up on the Meitav Atzayim. He undermines the Tafkir HaMalucha. He undermines the Tafkir HaChayim. If we mess up on that one area, then we messed up on the tafkid of this Gilgal. And Chalila Bechas will have to come back as another time. Rabbi said, my bracha to all of you are, is that you should be able to think, it's not easy, think well and hard, keep your eyes open, and see where you have an inclination more than other areas. Where you find it more difficult, where you find it to be nikshal, and that's the areas of the Goy, in Israeli Chazal, Gemara Ervin, that's the areas that we have to work on. And if we work on those areas, and we fix what we need, our Nekuda Pnimius, if we get that, it might not be so easy, but if we get that, then everything else falls into place. It's really Aderech Aruch Shikatsara. We get that, and everything else works, and all our midas are perfected memela. Shuav b'zeicha to have the tikkun of midas in be'ol and yanim. Shkoyach for listening.